this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
Yeah, we did. We're out of people. Oh, you ready to kick the only, man, the only time. I love how I keep talking about the recap. We're the only two that shows up for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how come we're the only ones that want to do this recap stuff anymore? Maybe everyone's given up.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're the ones, main ones defending this shit, and we the ones that keep coming back.
Yeah, because the other day, we do what we need to be. We do. I gotta sound like CJ now, I can't even speak.
Hey.
We do what needs to be done.
Yeah, the way I see it, we only got one episode left of Gotham, so.
And I'm gonna be away.
We gotta go all the way through.
And I'm gonna be ashamed, I'll be away. But I'll figure a way to record.
Yeah. Well. Welcome, people, to the recap. I'm the phenomenal one, of course.
And I'm Wayne, and we're the only two bastards that give a shit about this show anymore.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have
episode
they're
too busy
six,
watching
Wayne.
Their Flash.
Watching the Flash. Yeah, fuck that show.
Yeah, I actually intend to watch that tonight on Halloween, because that scared the fucking shit out of me, that pilot. So.
My thing is, man, I've had two people try to tell me, just like, oh, so much good TV on. We got the Flash. I was just like, eh.
That's even though this is a Gotham show, I still don't get the fascination with the Flash. It is like, it's like watching Beverly Hills 90210, but put a superhero in it.
I thought it was like watching, I read a comment that said one of the fans compared it to Seventh Heaven or some shit like that.
Yes, just no child molestation going on.
And I was like, someone was trying to convince me yesterday that DC was running TV, the TV television program. I was just like, yeah, that's fucking questionable, but okay. That is really fucking questionable.
The thing is, Seventh Heaven had Jessica Biel in it. What's the Flash got in it? Nothing. At least Jessica Biel's got a nice...
She's got a really dark... Yeah, she does. She's got a gorgeous fucking face, too. She needs to start getting naked, because she's getting a little older now, and nobody's starting to really think about her. She's irrelevant nowadays, so she's got to get naked.
Yeah, you know, she hasn't actually done a show for, at least a movie or anything, for a fucking long time.
She did this piece of shit called, back in 2012, it was the last, I think it was called The Tall Man or some shit like that, and I was just like, wow, what, is that like a metaphor for
short? Slender Man bullshit, wasn't it? Was it like a rip-off Slender Man shit? Yeah.
Some bullshit like that. Yeah, it was fucking horrible. It was boring. People, we're not here talking about that.
Oh, no. Okay, just before we get on to the actual subject, but have you seen that stupid one she did with Adam Sandler?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that
yes,
is a nice ass.
Yes, yes, right. What was that name? It was I Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, some shit like that?
You know what? That was a rip-off. This is how bad that is. That movie was on a rip-off of an Australian movie that was created by Crocodile Dundee himself, Paul Hogan. I'm not kidding you.
Adam Sandler is stealing from you.
Adam Sandler stole. It is identical storyline. Identical from what Paul Hogan, yeah, the guy who played Crocodile Dundee, did. It is an Australian film, and it was a bad film, so why rip it off? And why Adam Sandler ripped it off?
Well, you know, the best thing about Adam Sandler right now is that he's gonna be sending most of his next movies straight to Netflix, and you guys don't have Netflix, so you never have to worry about an Adam Sandler movie ever again.
The only thing good about Adam Sandler is each day he gets older, which means he's closer to death. So that's one thing I look forward to.
I hate that son of a bitch. Oh, but Wayne's good.
Devil's
on
his ass. Go and beat him up. Walk into his, you know, Adam Sandler studio. Fire it up, fire it up.
Fire it up, fire it up, fire it up. Devil's like, oh my God.
You know, I would be T-Bird, because I'd be watching one of his movies, and like that scene where he's strapped in the car. And,
yeah.
You know, I know you, but there ain't no coming back, man. I saw that fucking movie. There ain't no coming back.
You'd be talking some crazy shit. Yeah, that would be you.
And how the hell do you make another movie after that stupid one? You played your twin sister. There ain't no coming back from that. There ain't no coming back.
I can see CJ trying to save you and didn't get there. He's trying to
explain the story, no one can understand him. So Wayne, he was in a car, watched an Adam Sandler movie, and the motherfucker came down, and T-Bird, here's to you, buddy.
Damn, we should have recorded this shit and just rewind it back in slow motion. God damn, I love that movie. Damn,
can't beat the crow on Halloween.
That's a bad fucking movie, man. That villain, that dude is, that's one of the best villains ever.
Oh, all of them are. I like how we haven't even spoken a word about Gotham yet, but yeah, let's just talk about The Crow anyway.
No, yeah, you know, yeah, fuck Gotham. Talk about
yeah. This episode, yeah, it was shit. Go watch The Crow then. No, right, done.
Yeah, exactly. Devil's Nine or whatever. That dude with the long hair, man, I always forget his name, whatever, but that was a bad motherfucker. He had that smooth
bad
voice.
Woo!
Woo! And he had a badass suit too. And you know what? We talk about our characters here and shit like that. I believe that as a, you know, being my character, I believe I would die by drugs and sex, so.
What a way to go.
Yeah, I think that would be, and Cody definitely, he'd probably just take himself out playing with knives and shit, so yeah, I could see that. He would be the first to go. He'd be the first to go because he's the calmest of the four of us.
Well, so he's having, well, in the original Crow version, Tintin was fucking in the alleyway. There was like a corridor, yeah. So it's kind of similar to Goat.
Actually, you know what, yeah, actually, alleyway is like a hallway.
It kind of fits.
Devil's Night was so bad that it made Cody stop going to the hallways.
And
it made
him grow dreadlocks, yes.
Yeah, it made him turn to the alleys now instead of hallways. So yeah, it fits perfectly.
I could just see him though, instead of throwing knives, he's got the Man of Steel DVDs. he's throwing about the Crow as he's walking.
His bigger knives are the Blu-ray versus
Blu-ray cups.
He's got.
I want you to meet two buddies of mine, Man of Steel and the Flash. They're so shit.
And he's like, I got the bigger blade, and he pulls out, he's like, my specialty weapon, he pulls out a steelbook version of it, he's like, limited edition, baby.
She has the director's commentary on it.
It's got the director's, it's got a trailer.
Who else can we insult today? Oh, let's just move along the list. Be shit
it's
out
got
there.
The trailer, it's got the mini teaser trailer for Shazam.
Yeah, it's not coming out for another 6 years.
Yeah. But don't you worry, it's coming.
DC is so prepared. They're gonna wait 20 years from now.
I was talking to Cody about that because I was telling him the chief executive over at DC, he was talking about how he loves what Marvel is doing with their TV and movies, how they all connect together, right? And he was like, man, if only we had something like that compared. And I was telling Cody on the previous episode, I was like, somebody need to fire his ass before he makes that Flash the actual Flash in the movies.
Yeah.
That guy has got to be fired before if they can't get cast in, they just be like, hey man, well, you know, you've already kind of playing the character, you know, you kind of, and this son of a bitch is green lighting it. Somebody, he needs to get fucking fired. He needs to get fired quickly.
Not just kill everyone on the show.
Yeah.
Pull a Brandon Lee and just have him shot by a bullet by mistake. That solves the problem. Bit of extreme.
Oh, it solves the problem.
Bit of an extreme.
You take out the great Brandon Lee, then obviously you can take out the Flash or whatever, even though, you know, he can't run that fast, but, whatever. You already talked about Gotham, Spirit of the Goat.
Spirit of the Goat.
Man, that was the most ridiculous shit I've ever
seen. Man. Stupid fuck.
Man, I was just like, man, they are really pushing this Batman shit, dude.
Okay, this thing had some promising ideas to it in this episode, but yeah, not executed very well.
You know what? I would agree with you, and I would even say that I think this was the best episode out of all six episodes I've seen.
I could agree with that.
Yeah. And yet, it's still just, for some reason, this show just cannot, like you just said, this show cannot execute a beginning, middle, and end for some fucking reason. Like, there's just something about this show. It's just like how you said, there was so much potential in here and the setup and everything. It actually made something interesting. Where it made me, you know what? Maybe it's just because Bullock actually gave a fuck about a case for once.
And that, you know what? I think that's what I liked about this episode. It was more focused on Bullock.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a bigger dick like he normally is.
Yeah, exactly. He actually gave a shit. He actually tried to do detective work. He actually cared about this crime. I was just like, oh, finally we get some people that's invested in these goddamn mysteries that they have here. Shit.
Yeah. And damn straight. And his partner, who the hell was that actor? I swear to God I've seen him for something.
Yeah, you know, I've seen him before too. I looked that motherfucker up. Got to look him.
I had a feeling it's not him. I thought it was the stupid dickhead general from Alien Resurrection.
I thought it was that dude from Batman Begins. Nice coat. Nice coat.
Yeah, he's still sitting there waiting for his coat in the bloody
place. Yeah, he's still waiting. Now that would be some funny shit if you see Gordon Bullock driving and you just see this bum sitting there by a trash can lit with a fire or whatever.
Just checking people's coats and shit. I love in Batman Begins how that guy is still in the same location after 7 years and has not moved or aged or done anything different.
Yeah. Who was Bullock's fucking old partner or whatever? He's a goddamn crypt keeper. That dude was old as fuck.
I've seen him in something. He was in a few shows, that guy, but yeah. Batman Begins, he's most famous for a fucking coat, isn't it?
He looked like he could have, been in some TV shows like, Breaking Bad or something like that, though. I gotta look this guy up now.
He's been in a few movies. He's in Mission Impossible 2, which, that mind-blowing movie. Amazing.
Oh man, that was so mind-blowing. Dude, that was one of the greatest movies ever.
Oh, great, yeah. Filmed in Australia, I guess. Good way to find out. Yeah, exactly.
We could watch it together. Yeah, one day. No. I don't want to do
that. I think I've better things. I will never watch a Tom Cruise movie ever again. He could star as the... Oh, please don't ever do this. He could star as the new Crow, and I wouldn't watch it.
You should check out Edge of Tomorrow, where he plays a pussy.
No.
No! No. You don't even want to see him play that?
No, I've heard it's a good film. I'm like, no, can't watch it with him. Just can't watch anything with that man.
Like I said, he plays a pussy in it. I still can't watch it.
I still wouldn't. I cannot watch that man on screen. He could, even if they cast him as the new Batman, I'm like, well, this will be the first Batman movie I won't be watching.
He ain't ever gonna be Batman. That's why he's too busy fucking the Batgirls.
No. A midget can't fuck women like that. And he is. Tom Cruise is a midget.
He's gonna fuck a leg. Don't worry. Don't you worry. He's gonna hump that leg, goddamn.
Like a dog. Like the dog he is.
He's gonna be like Gollum.
Dude, goats hump legs?
Dude, be a goat man. Okay. As interesting as this crime was, man, goat man was fucking ridiculous. I was just like,
explain the origins of it.
Could they have come up with anything better than goat? I mean, come on, man. I would have preferred I'd have been happier if they just called him black man or something.
Black man.
I would have been, I'd have been happier if Meteor Man would have just showed up somewhere and just been like, they called him that. I'd have been like, all right, at least that's it, more interesting. But fucking goat, are we serious? Goat man? Why is he called goat man? He didn't even look like a fucking goat.
I don't get it either. And there was no origin. Like, they said, oh, the goat man, done this for years. But they didn't explain anything of the history of that character at all.
I know, even as it gets solved though, there was just like, which was a cool little mystery too at the beginning.
Oh,
when he confronted the therapist about it, yeah, like you said, I did as well. But it was nice, interesting at least.
The therapist, which somehow she's behind this, I don't know how, but.
Cause she had such a big, scene in that first
exactly,
scene. She was there.
Well,
I was just like.
Talking for like 2 minutes, I'm like, well, somehow you're involved because you're not a minor character, so somehow you could be involved.
And plus the patient of the daughter's father that was, the daughter that was murdered, the father, he's just sitting in the background quiet the whole time. He's like, yes, something's going on right now. And I think it involves her, but it was still a little cool little mystery that they threw in there. But even when he confronted her about it, she never even gave an explanation as to why this was going on.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue with this episode, especially. I think it was filmed great, had a great concept, but just poorly executed once again.
Mm-hmm. Every time something was set up, it kind of fell on his flat on his ass, actually. and we about to jump to the ending, like me and Wayne always do.
Yeah.
But
we start off with the ending.
We always start off with the ending. I do not still get Penguin's plan, man. I am lost for fucking word. Like getting baths from his mother.
Oh, getting washed by his mother, which is that's creep.
That shit was creeping me out a little bit, dude. I was like, you know what I thought. I thought that, seriously, when that sponge was swinging around by his abdomen and all that, I was just like, I swear to God, when she reached her hand there, I thought she was about to start washing his dick and shit. I was about to say, whoa.
Give me like Coming to America. The royal penis is clean.
Yeah, the penguin penis is clean, your house, whatever.
No, that shit did creep me. I'm watching going, yeah, okay, this is why the penguin becomes insane, because his mother's a pedophile, okay.
Yeah, and you know who she looked like too? She looked like the mother from Terminus.
Hey, it did actually.
She kind of looked like that. I was just like,
well, if she started eating him, I'd be a bit concerned. But
we found another character from.
You just see Bob Stokey sitting in the room.
We found another character from The Walking Dead that just fits somewhere into Gotham somehow. I don't know how that's possible, but
Merle came into Gotham. Merle, Ben.
Oh,
then you have a criminal mastermind.
Merle as the redneck Joker.
Would he have made a great Bullock?
He would have been an awesome Bullock, actually. Yes! Actually, he would have been an awesome Bullock.
Michael Rooker himself.
Michael Rooker should be in everything. The lovable redneck.
Cast him as Batman. He should be Alfred.
He should be Alfred. You remember that scene in Walking Dead where he put his hand over it, or his finger over his lips when he was going, shh. Yeah. You can see him as Alfred doing that. Shit, that shit would look creepy as fuck.
Hey, baby Bruce, what's going on?
Hey, baby Bruce, I saw your parents get murdered, baby. He's like, you know what he's gonna tell Commissioner Gordon? Pack of niggas did it. I saw him.
I saw him. You weren't even here. I just know these things, man.
Matter of fact, I caught the niggas for you. Whoop that ass for you.
Just sitting around drinking all the time and bloody.
Hell yeah. He'd be the perfect Alfred. Yeah,
you know what? Already.
You know what? Put him in Batman vs. Superman. They got an older Batman. They got to have an older Alfred then. Put Michael Rooker as Alfred then and just have him drinking all the damn time and saying, Bruce, do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I'm tired of cleaning up your cottage and shit. Just do whatever.
So I hope they at least. Well, if Michael Rooker was Alfred, he might have better security in Wayne Manor, unlike the great cameo from Catwoman again.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ!
Are you
dude?
Sick of that? I am fucking over those cameos.
I am so tired. They are literally just crowbarring them fucking. You know when that scene happened, I had thought about you, Wayne. I thought about you in that scene.
What? Because I look like Catwoman? Or that I'm sleeping all the time.
That's one thing. Well, one thing you always bring up on these episodes, you bring up the fact that James Gordon can make it to Wayne Manor in the matter of minutes. How the fuck did Catwoman get the goddamn Wayne Manor? She is a fucking homeless kid.
Walked.
She
stole Jim Gordon's car.
And you bring up another good point. Wayne Manor is covered by gates. How does this bitch keep getting in?
She's Catwoman. Of course.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Whatever. She's the worst fucking Catwoman I've ever fucking
seen. What did she steal anyway? A box?
She stole a goddamn iPod.
Yeah, his iPad. I tell you what, you're not a promising Batman if you can't hear a woman break into your house.
Yeah. Hey, you know, part of me, when she turned around, I thought he was awake. I was just like, oh, okay, that'd be cool if he was awake. They'd have some kind of interaction together. I mean, they by this point, they need to have some kind of interaction together because they're just popping up in the same place every goddamn episode together. And it is no chemistry whatsoever as to why they need to be running into each other at this age anyway.
Because you need to develop the chemistry they had when they were kids, even though they never knew each other then. But okay.
Thank you. They didn't have no fucking like the chemistry grew on as they were older or whatever and shit. There was no chemistry. It was just like, hey, you look familiar or whatever. She was intrigued with Batman and shit like that. I don't know. Oh,
yeah, she's not intrigued. She's not intrigued by Bruce Wayne. It's Batman that she's intrigued by.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit about Bruce Wayne.
And if the only way you can get Bruce Wayne into an episode is to have him sleeping on a couch, then you're really trying to cram shit into this.
That was the only part where Bruce Wayne was introduced in here, right?
Yeah,
I think the beginning, too, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't fucking remember. We're recording this later than usual. Shit, we don't fucking remember this shit. But, yeah, I do know that they didn't have Alfred in this show for once. That was a fucking shock,
I didn't see him in it at all.
Yeah, all you heard was him in the background making noises and shit because he was cussing at the stove. God damn it. Shit. Fucking bitch. And then Catwoman heard him and she snuck out ever so lightly and comfortable or whatever as she stole his iPod.
Yeah, Catwoman is just so not needed in this.
No, that whole scene was not needed. Actually, that whole scene actually put the show down.
It did, actually, because it's one of those things that just comes absolutely out of nowhere and then has no payoff or anything.
And I ask you a question. Are you like me right now? And are you sick and fucking tired of looking at that goddamn bulletin board that fucking Bruce put up together with those damn photos? I am so sick and fucking tired of looking at that damn board.
If you're going to do this, it's meant to line up some kind of connection. He just posted that shit everywhere. There's no links or anything to it.
And me and you, as the watcher of the show, we still don't know what the fuck any of that means. So it's just like,
that's the point.
So it's like, why do they keep showing us this shit?
Because this guy, you need to remember, his parents were killed. They were killed. It's like, well, he obviously doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't.
Because he's had no time to mourn.
He hasn't grieved.
He hasn't had anger. He's just gone straight from, oh, well, I don't want revenge, but I want justice. It's like, yeah, okay, that's fucking quick.
I'll tell you what you need to do for an episode. Have Bruce Wayne run away from Wayne Manor and walk the streets of Gotham.
Yes.
And let him look at the shit that's what's and going
him,
on.
Have him hang out with the guys from The Crow on the middle of Gotham streets, and then you get the show.
Hey, baby Bruce, drink this, man. It grows some hair in your little nuts, whatever. I'm gonna have some fun.
They can have shots when they're doing the bullet shots in The Crow.
Yeah, exactly. That Asian bitch can walk up and tell him she likes the pretty eyes and shit like that, you know.
Tintin goes up to him, you know, pussies drink last, man.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Fun boy can take his pants off and be like, I got a surprise.
Yeah, surprise, it's in my pocket. I love that.
I got a surprise for you in my pants.
I love Pompey. He's like, that's fucked up. Even in the comic, he's the only one who's actually somewhat decent because he's just fucking nuts.
Oh, but you know what? I just found a good way to introduce Crow and Batman in this show, though. Have Bruce Wayne walk on the streets. He run into those guys. He's hanging out with them. They're having a fun time. Then it's Halloween night. They go up to this apartment complex and they say, watch this little Bruce, whatever. And they fuck with Eric Drake. That's when the night they threw him out the window and Bruce witnesses it. And that's what makes him Batman.
And Catwoman. She was there, of course, feeding his cat milk.
Yeah, she's the little girl from, her name? Sarah, yeah, so she's her, whatever. And this is what makes Bruce becomes Batman. He's like, I gotta revenge for Brandon Lee. I gotta get revenge for him.
Okay, we're really stretching at links.
Yeah, we really stretched. Making a better fucking show than this.
I'm all for it. I think it's a better show. I tell you, someone who needs acting lessons from this show to put in the chrome open, learn better, is the black cop who's with Montoya. He is dreadful.
Oh yeah, that dude is horrible, man. His facial reaction, the way he delivers his lines is so goddamn hollow and wooden. You just like, okay, somebody please stop this dude, whatever. And back to the Penguin thing, when they arrested Gordon and Penguin shows up at GCPD, I'm still lost on what his plan is as far as why is he revealing himself out like this. And another thing is,
big show next week, guess what? The big reveal.
Okay, fuck that. And the two people that arrested Gordon, the horrible actors and actresses there, they're not even working for GCPD, so why did they take him to GCPD?
Why was it so personal? I know, because he's banging Barbara Gordon, she was a lesbian lover with her, but like, what the hell has he got to do with it? Black Copper, he's like, oh, I'll just follow you, Montoya, we'll get him.
And they did some horrible fucking investigation, too. They asked a goddamn crackhead on the street. Oh, yeah, I saw that guy, yeah. I was just like, you gotta be kidding me, come on now.
And who the hell would live there? Homeless or not, I'm going to live on the edge of a dock where it'd be nice and cold and you have the sea breeze come and freeze my ass off. Fucking stupid.
What detective you know would base arresting a person or for murder off some fucking crackhead that lives on the streets? Come on now. Let's be real about that. Yeah. Come on now.
They could have just paid him to say that. Oh, yeah, thank I saw you. Him. He looked like that guy. Yeah, because a lot of people in Gotham wouldn't look like Jim Gordon. Young, short, blonde hair. No, not at all.
This dude's been living on the streets for how long? Everybody to him looked the same. As long as they're giving him some booze or some shit like that. Come on now, man. This doesn't make any fucking sense. I was like, these got to be some of the worst detectives I've ever seen. And I was still puzzled, like, why did they take him back to GCPD? It was like they almost set this scene up or whatever. Because they could have easily just took him back to, I'm guessing they FBI agents or whatever the fuck they're supposed to be. Why didn't they just take him back to their headquarters?
That would make sense. They needed to have the big reveal of the bloody Penguin coming in.
Yeah, it was too coincidental of a setup right there. It was just like, yeah, you can tell the minute when they put handcuffs on him and they brought him there or whatever, I was just like, something's about to happen. Somebody's going to walk through the door or something like that. Didn't think it would be Penguin because I was just like, why would he reveal himself? But then when he showed up, I was just like, now I'm just lost because he knows people are going to come kill his ass now, right?
I like how we've gone through this whole episode. We haven't even spoken about the Goat Man.
Goat Man was fucking ridiculous, dude. If anything, the best part of this show actually was Bullock doing the work.
Yeah, it actually was. Everything else cases and shit like that. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, the conflict between Barbara and Gordon, man, that conflict is so weak. They need to just stop that altogether. It's just like, tell me, honey, what's going on? He's just like, I can't tell you. It'll mean you'll, just trust me. It's your life. It's just like, okay, just fucking tell her, dude. At this point, just tell her. And then when she goes meets Montoya, she's like, he's protecting your life, whatever. It's just like, I think Falcone and them would kill her even if she knew or didn't know anyway. So it, I don't think it makes a difference at this point.
And I just thought of something. This is the first episode food wasn't used as a weapon. I just thought about that. There was no food to be seen.
Did the therapist give that old man anything?
I bet you he was getting something from her.
I wouldn't mind getting something from her.
Hypnotize me, kill people, I don't give a shit.
They easily hypnotize me, shit. It hypnotized my eyeballs into that vagina. That was a good bitch.
Yeah,
food was somewhere in here, man. If I gotta go back and watch this show, I will. Food was somewhere in here. It has to be.
I honestly can't think of a part where there was food. There was no one eating. No restaurants.
What was Ron's partner doing? He was playing with some shit or eating some shit.
Maybe that's why Bruce Wayne was asleep. He just had dinner. And that's why Alfred was cleaning that shit up.
Oh, bloody goddammit. Oh, it should have never left me with this boy.
Oh, the fucking audio's gone again.
Yeah.
There we are with that.
Skype is fucking up like always.
Typical Alfred. Sabotage.
Yeah, typical fucking Alfred. Would that be funny if though Skype did have Alfred's voice? And be like, oh, that's great. If it had Bruce, little Bruce Wayne's voice, we would never record ever an episode ever again. I wouldn't be able to listen to that every episode. No, but yeah, I think this was the best episode out of, every episode. I thought it was the best one, but like you said, it still lacked execution. And the thing that made this the best episode literally was, I thought the pacing of it was just a little bit better, and I thought that the Bullock story was much more interesting than anything. I liked seeing him solve a crime like this, where it would have been better if Jim Gordon actually had something at stake with this. Cause, to be honest, he's just fresh fish thrown into and all this old stuff, so he doesn't really have like any history or knowledge of anything that's going on, so he's just kind of the rookie man being there.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. As I think you said before, the one good thing was Bullock actually giving a shit.
Yeah.
He actually, he actually cared about his partner and actually did some detective work rather than just going to... That she wasn't in it either. Jada Pinkett Fish, whatever. She wasn't even in this episode. No wonder why.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right. She wasn't in it with her little girlfriend. Oh, we didn't pick up where Falcone and his girlfriend, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Did we miss an episode?
Damn, we must have missed something now. No, this is crazy. They were supposed to have that in here. They must have got a new showrunner or something.
Maybe they just, forget about all the shit that just happened. We'll start fresh.
We listened to the recap crew. That shit is all gone now. You know, Fox and Gotham, maybe that goes to show you something. Maybe if you actually made Bullock and Gordon give a fuck about a case that they were actually working on, maybe this would be a better show. Because like Wayne just said, the fact that Bullock gave a shit actually added some... I thought it was some good emotion, especially between him and his old partner.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good scene, too, when Gordon walked on him paying the nurse to take care of him and shit like that. I was like, wow, I actually feel something.
He's paying the nurse to sabotage him and poison him, I'm sure. Yeah.
He was like, how come that, he was like, didn't I tell you to call Walter White? Get that rice?
He's going to be in a wheelchair with a bell soon.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, Walter White. I thought you said Walter Mitty. Oh, okay. All right. I'll give him a call. We'll get that drug. Don't worry. Yeah, I actually thought that added emotion, though, to Bullock's character. I was like, all right, finally. There's actually some emotion and human emotion to this character now. I actually feel something for him. I see why. This episode was what Gordon is supposed to be throughout the season of the show. We saw it from Bullock's point of view. Bullock is an asshole who just pretty much gave up on Gotham, but now we actually saw the reason of why he gave up on Gotham and why it's a corrupt city and shit like that. And that's what we'd be seeing out of Gordon. And I still, it's six episodes in, I still haven't got that feel for it yet.
Because Gordon, as you said too, Gordon's really, he's a terrible actor, but
yeah.
But the thing is, I don't know if it's his acting or if it's just the way he's been told to play the part. So
yeah,
it's probably his acting, but
yeah, you know what? You could be right, because remember, first episode, Jada Pinkett was fine; she was cool, and then after that, she just got worse and worse. So maybe they are being told to act this way or something like that. I don't know why, but
yeah, I don't know. I just think it's visually it always looks amazing. Besides, and even this episode didn't have so many panning shots of the city. It had a few, but not as many.
The opening still was a little weird stupid. As fuck. Yeah, very, very fucking stupid.
I am the goat. Come back.
I am the goat. I was just like, Jesus Christ. Did they get Bale to do that voice line right there?
Yeah, that's what he's up to now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm playing Moses and I'm playing a goat.
Goat Moses.
I'm playing Moses' goat. There we go.
You know what? And Christian Bale would take that role on, and he would actually turn himself into a goat somehow.
And he would lose the weight to
He'd lose the weight. He'd grow hair. When he's just got hair. Man,
yeah, man, that goat man, the goat man, that was pushing it though. That was really pushing it. I still don't
get why a goat, a wolf, or something more intimidating than a goat.
What does a goat got to do with Gotham?
Nothing.
What does a goat got anything to do with any of those crimes he was committing?
Yeah, well, yeah.
He was hanging people by their arms just or whatever. Like a goat would. Yeah, and killing them, like, or stabbing them or some shit like that or whatever. So it was like, I don't see anything in here that relates to, like, what was this therapist smoking? Was she smoking goat?
Yeah, goat weed. Horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed. She let a goat fuck her. That's what it was.
A goat fuck. God. So she's been to Bangkok, has she?
She had a big floppy big floppy goat dick. Yeah, there you go.
That's what he was killing them with.
That's what they should have named this episode. Yeah, that's what he was killing.
Big goat dick.
It's like Saints Row 4. Picking up a purple giant dildo and beating the fuck up.
I could see why they would never get us to write a show.
Because we would go off rails. We would just
fuck this shit up.
It would have to be on HBO. That's the only way we'd get a show.
HBO, and even HBO would be like, ah, no.
We was just like, look, we already got one violent show called Game of Thrones. We don't need some violent clusterfuck show going on. I'm just like, look. And you know how I would sell that show, too? I was like, first opening night, guaranteed more ratings than Game of Thrones. Guaranteed. That's how much crazy shit would go into it, too.
But after that, it would just go downhill because people wouldn't be able to watch the shit anymore.
Yeah, because it would just get worse. It would just get more racist. We'll win them over by shock value.
Yeah, the most racist, foul-mouthed show you'll ever see.
Yeah, most violent, foul-mouthed, racist show ever. Starring all of our favorite, lovable, violent characters, such as Shane, Merle, Mr. White, you know, all of them. They're all together.
Yeah, we'll get sued by every single place, but we don't care.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. Yeah, well, actually, we embrace the lawsuits. Yeah.
Yeah, we just changed their names a bit. Like, you know, Walter Black instead of Walter White.
Yeah. Instead of Murrow, we call him Furrow. And instead of his right hand being cut off, we cut his left hand off.
Yeah, no, both hands.
Yeah, both hands.
Make it really interesting.
Shane will have an afro and be black.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we call him Maine.
Call him Maine.
There you go.
There's a show for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I you know, it would still be better than Gotham. At least it'd be funny and entertaining.
So, you know, I was getting final. I remember, how'd you feel about this episode?
Funnily enough, as you said, I actually did somewhat enjoy this. It was just some things that were just poorly executed. Some poor editing. There were bits where Gorn was standing with his arms crossed and then the next shot. Yes. It was not. It was like, what the fuck? It was when they're on the bridge when the board sees the first murder again. And it's like, who's editing this? Gordon, you're not standing still. Every shot in the next cut, you've moved again.
Yeah, I know Cody and you like the cinematography, but I got to question the technical people behind this. I'm just like, it's the same goddamn shots always over. So I'm just like, I don't think this show is good technically.
Oh, no, I mean like the lighting and shit like that. Like there's a
scene
where that. The bitch got kidnapped. The one that survived at the end, but they have like the staircase and it was like beautifully lit and shit. Just like,
because you're right though, the editing man is fucking.
Oh, editing's horrible.
Show. It was fucking bad.
I'm waiting for them to jump 20 years and just see an old Bruce Wayne for one shot and cut back to young Bruce Wayne out of nowhere.
You're gonna see Alfred from the animated series and shit by the time we just
because we've got to film something, we just add him into it.
Yeah.
You know, I would love that. That'd be hilarious.
Actually, that would. That'd be funny if Catwoman stuck in the window and they both were animated and shit. Tim Drake and shit. I don't know if I'm just getting immune to this show now, because every time it ends, I just go like, I have no feelings towards it anymore. I'm just like looking at it like,
yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Well, as I said, next week I might miss the show, and I'm like, you know what? I kind of don't care.
No, you know what? But the last one is Penguin's Umbrella, man.
Oh, yes. Got to see that.
Yeah, you got to see that. He's like, got to see
what this umbrella's about.
I'm not lying.
It's going to be stupid.
This has been the most curious episode I've been looking forward to, is the Penguin's Umbrella. I actually do want to see this episode, so I'm a little pumped for that one. But every time I end the show, man, I remember saying, well, this episode wasn't as horrible, but I think at this point I just don't care anymore. I'm just like, because the quality of the show is like, oh, it's good in parts, but it can't execute well, or this episode was good, but next week episode was even fucking worse. I mean, because the week before last we had an entertaining episode, then last week we got a pretty fucked up episode, and I was just like, okay, yeah, I think I'm done with this show now. Then we get here and it's just like, yeah, it was Umbrella.
I'm with you.
Penguin's Umbrella better be fucking entertaining as hell. They better be people dying from giant stakes and all kind of shit next episode.
Just have a goat fly out of the sky and land on them. That's what the episode should have been about, just goats killing people.
You know how this episode should have ended? It should have ended with them taking Gordon outside and it just started raining, and then Penguin all he saw was an umbrella and it just rose up, and then he just said, I'm still alive, and then it would have just ended right there. I'd have been like, Penguin's Umbrella set up! That would have been like the ending of Batman Begins when they showed the Joker card.
He flips up the umbrella, yeah.
He flips up the umbrella, yeah. And then it would have showed a black card that said, next week, Penguin's Umbrella. And then it just, and I'd have been like, oh, badass.
As long as they had young Bruce Wayne just go, oh, look into it. And just walk off.
They should have Vincent Price's voice too at the end when he said, Penguin's Umbrella. And then it just laughed.
We were making the show better every week.
Yeah. You know what? No, it should have ended with the Penguin lifting his umbrella up, and then you see his crew behind him, and everybody's just looking confused, and then all you hear is, fire it up! Fire it up! Fire it up! And then Penguin just says, welcome to Devil's Night, everyone.
Yeah, make a better show. As long as they say the Penguin, how do you feel? And he says, oh, I feel like a little worm on a big fucking hook.
Yes! Wow! Your mother must be proud of you.
That should be the name of the episode. I feel like a little worm on a big fucking hook. Then you've got me... I have to find out what that episode's about.
Damn, you know what, dude? We gotta do this crow shit now.
No, we should.
When you get back, yeah, we gotta do this crow shit now. I'm pumped now. I actually wanna watch this movie now. I think I might just, I might even have time, but I'm just gonna pull it up anyway and get to some clips I love, cause man, that movie has some of the most memorable clips scenes you will ever forget,
damn
remember.
Right. The question is, do we do the next lot? Because it's gonna go from like, the most positive, amazing show to, fuck this movie, it's shit. It's fucking horrible.
Man, The Crow, man, that would have made a badass TV show if they could have got, like, everything that movie had.
They did do a TV series, did you
remember? I do, I remember. That don't count, Wayne.
I was trying to block it out, and you just kind of reminded me they made it.
I tried to say
it's pretty bad.
I tried to save by saying, if it had those elements and people from the original Crow. Oh my god, that show lasted for like, what, 3 episodes?
No, it lasted longer, believe it or not. Fuck. What, Stairway really? To Heaven or some shit, what it called?
I stopped watching that shit. I saw the first episode and said, I'll never watch this again.
Oh, it was shocking. It was shit. It was shit.
I will never watch that again or whatever. That shit, whatever. Damn, dude. Gotham, though. See, that man, Crow and Gotham need to, fuck, DC talking about, oh, Justice League Universe, fuck a DC, you need to get the rights to the Crow and put him in there.
They need to get the rights to the Crow and fix it up. Save it.
Yeah, you know what, that's right. You know what they need to do? Universal's got this monster movie coming up. Fuck that. The Crow meets Dracula. How about that? Darkness meets darkness. There you go.
Meets darkness. Well, how can he play the same role twice?
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. Same actor. Put one in blackface. There you go. Robert Downey Jr. did it. Shit.
Just have Merle play Dracula. I could see that.
He'd be a badass Dracula.
He'd be a fucked up Dracula.
He'd be a fucked up redneck Dracula. Imagine a redneck jackler. All right, what we gonna do here is we gonna kill a bunch of these niggers right here. Don't ask me how, don't ask me when. We just gonna do it.
I'd always feel like Michael Rooker should be everything.
He really should. I love people. If you want to check out a Michael Rooker movie, check him out in Super. Check him out in Guardians. Check him out in Walking Dead. Check him out in Slither. Check him out in everything. Man, the man is a world-class actor.
Yeah, who's playing Beetlejuice next?
Actually, he would make a good Beetlejuice.
He actually would.
He's already got the look now. Michael Rooker is
there. Ladies, their final thoughts on this fucking whatever this episode is.
Yeah, it's definitely the best episode of all of them. Still, I had plenty of fucking flaws. And, you know, the funny thing is, it's the same fucking flaws from previous episodes. It's just like, they must be at content with them flaws now. Every time this show ends
now.
If you
do everything really good, you won't notice it.
Yeah. Every time an episode ends now, I just, like, I have no emotion towards it or what. When I walk away from TV, I just look at it and just go like, oh, okay, well. It was better, but, I mean, it still isn't better. So, like, where I got to tell people, you need to see this episode or watch it from this. It's like, no, it's still hokey. I'm expecting next week episode, though, man, to bring it back. I'm expecting that to be the funniest episode you've ever seen in TV history.
And once again, I will pick it. You will see a bat somewhere. I don't know where. It could be.
I'm messaging you if that happens.
Oh, it's happening.
If that happens. Anything with that umbrella or a bat, I'm fucking messaging you right away and just telling you, man, hey, check this shit out right now.
It will happen.
Let the photoshopping begin.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed you'll see a fucking bat. Or you'll fall into the cave or some shit.
Catwoman didn't make it out of Wayne Manor yet, so she fell through the cave and a bat flew out and Bruce went to go save her. There you go.
Don't give him ideas.
Somewhere a DC's exec is listening and was like, damn, actually, you know what? That'll make them connect. I like it. Hey, you need to be paying me then for that, Fox.
Well, they should be paying you. We give them better ideas than they would have anyway.
Shit, I gave them the crow. That's what I gave them, shit.
Devil's Night, your new favorite holiday.
Devil's Night, baby. How about you, Wayne? What is your final thoughts on here, though?
Pretty much the same as you. It was an enjoyable episode. However, yeah, they're just flaws they make over and over and over again. And it's just like, eventually you could think they're going to learn, but no, they don't. Maybe season two. Can't believe they're fucking getting a season two, but maybe
they can
fix it up. But yeah, damage is done.
Yeah, I don't think we even care anymore at this point. Like, if the next week's episode could be probably the best episode ever. I think at this point, this show just needs to go into comedy factor. Cause that's the only way I'm gonna, like, give two shits of it. And I don't mean comedy as in, like smart written comedy. I mean comedy as in, this is so much of a goddamn joke, it's hilarious to laugh at. That's the only way I would give two shits about it at this point.
What other thing they should have added in was Tintin. Seeing the goat man. Now, if he saw the goat man and just said, what the fuck are you supposed to be, man?
What the fuck are you supposed
That's one of my all-time favorite lines. I don't know why, just the way he delivers that shit when he sees Eric Draven.
Look at that fun boy playing with a bird. Hey, birdie.
Birdie. You're a fun boy.
Oh, man, you making my high go down. Not cool, man. Oh, people, join us next week. In the next week when we do Devil's Night, baby.
Yep, fuck it. We'll just call it Devil's Night. Good name for
we'll
the show.
Call it Devil's Night. Goddamn. Darkness Halloween my ass. Devil's Night. That's where it's at.
That's the way it should be, too.
I think I'm about to switch that name from Darkness to Devil Night.
Devil.
It's actually a good name podcast right
it's
there. We'll get
all the people.
Yeah, actually, you know, maybe we should call something like that. Devil's Night.
We'll try to make that before it gets stolen.
Yeah, you know what? I'm writing it down right now. If that shit gets taken, somebody, you know what? I always wanted to start my own pop. Devil's not taking it. I bet there's one already made, though.
Fuck them.
And then we can win the podcast award for most satanic podcast ever with that one.
Of course. And we'd have to get cameos from the actual actors themselves.
Yeah, yes, we gotta find Skank somewhere. I think he died,
though. It's a Skank. It's Skank right there.
Skank dead. Oh, Skank is dead.
We actually threw him out the window.
I got them ghosts.
I love that bit when Fran Lee's trying to get to him and he's just throwing, like, he's putting women in front of himself. He's trying to kill me. He couldn't give a shit anyway.
I love it before he even gets there and the bird just lands on the table. He just,
Grave.
What about my goddamn grave?
I love this. I don't know why. The bit where he gets hit by the car and he knocks the guy and he steals his little shit car. Goddamn foreign cars.
That was a Ford Fiesta. My mom loves that scene. She loves that fucking scene. She quotes that Ford, goddamn foreign, she quotes that shit on a daily basis.
Oh yeah. That's a just, who wouldn't? Skank. Skank should have won Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. I think we better end this before we just keep
going. Yeah, but so you know what? Like always, this was another edition of the recap. I'm the phenomenal one.
I am Wayne.
We gotta get out of here because we both want to go watch goddamn Crow now. Absolutely. I actually do want to watch that shit right now. So, you know what? We signing out. Later, you Gotham bastards or whatever the fuck, Flash, lover, motherfuckers, whatever you want to be called.
Fuck y'all, that's all. Go watch Halloween's great movie,
Death The Crow. Fire it up. Fire it up. Fire it up.